As the demographic landscape of the U.S. changes, so has the American palate. Today we're cooking with and sprinkling on spices that just a decade or two ago most Americans couldn't even name. NPR's Andrea Hsu begins her report at the headquarters of a company that's racking up sales because of this.
Just north of Baltimore, I've put on a white jacket, safety goggles, and a hairnet. I'm about to enter the most pungent place in America I've ever been.
So, Andrea, as you can see, this is a large packaging room right here. We have 12 production lines in our department of Spiceville.
Joe Dilworth is a production team manager for McCormick, the largest spice company in the world. The air inside this vast plant is warm and heavy with the smell of garlic and oregano.
The annual volume of the plant this year is going to be over a billion eaches or a billion bottles produced in this plant.
Adding up to more than $3 billion in sales for this company last year. Among McCormick's best sellers are black pepper, cinnamon, and garlic powder. Recently, it's rolled out things like roasted coriander and roasted cumin. With the help of some 40,000 consumer testers, the company has concluded that, yes, people will buy those things.
It's all about the consumer. We are very consumer-driven.
Food scientist Marianne Gillette has been with McCormick for more than 30 years. Part of her job is finding out what people like and dislike. She tests people for neophobia and neophilia, fear of new foods and love of new foods.
When we started some of our work with neophobes about 5 years ago, things like pomegranate and wasabi were scary to them, and much less so now because they're more mainstream.
Celine Endler, a marketing manager here, points out the success McCormick's had with Chipotle chili pepper.
We launched Chipotle several years ago, and then if you look at it, it's up 70% in sales in 5 years. Before, people would not even know how do you say Chipotle?
The fast food chain of the same name has no doubt helped with that. And says Peter Firth of the consulting firm FFF Associates, so have the changing demographics of America.
We've had a very big influx of immigrant populations from Mexico, from the Far East, the Southeast Asia areas, from India.
Along with people have come a broad array of restaurants. At the same time, Firth says, food blogs and food TV have spurred more home cooking. Add it all together and you end up with a much more adventurous national palate. Firth has looked at numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and found that since the 70s, spice consumption has exploded.
Chili peppers grew almost 600%.
Cumin consumption has grown by almost 300%, cinnamon by 900%, and then there's ginger.
Well, ginger has grown phenomenally. It's on the order of 1,600-1,700%.
That's absolutely amazing, and it's actually so wonderful for me to hear.
Food writer Monica Bidet was born in India. Now she lives just outside Washington, D.C., where she writes and teaches classes about spices.
When I came here 20 years ago, one of the things I used to do is every time I went back home, I'd come back with a suitcase full of spices, of lentils. Everything used to come from there.
Now she gets everything from an Indian store nearby and from Amazon, where tandoori chicken spice mix goes for just a few dollars. Indian food does call for a lot of roasted spices, like the ones McCormick is selling, but Bidet says she prefers to do the roasting at home.
When you heat a pan and add a little bit of cumin and it starts sizzling, the whole room feels so toasty, smells amazing.
Now that's an experience you can't put in a bottle. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. The engineering supervisor for Morning Edition is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo. Audio engineers include Michael Cullen, Preston Brown, Greg Gavin, Gary Henderson, Ted Mebane, Dennis Nielsen, John Widoff, Stacey Abbott, Arthur Holliday-Laurent, and Renee Pringle with Theo Mondel here at NPR West.
Our executive producer is Marlika Sicca. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Don Gagne.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Steve Inskeep will be back with us on Monday. Don, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been fun.